Relationships make the world go round, and they make or break your business reputation. If you want more sales, it's time to understand how mastering relationships increases your value. Here's your host and DFW's Relationship Master, Paul Russo.
And welcome. I am your host, Paul Russo, with Relationship Master. I am the Relationship Master. And today, we have a great friend of mine, Wyatt Coleman. He's a financial advisor, and just for clarity, he's also my financial advisor. And great guy to know and trust. I mean, I'm just going to get at that out there right away. And, you know, I'm just going to throw this really cool question at you. How do you take the, oh no, I got to tell someone about my finances to a stranger? How do you just bridge that gap right off the bat?
Well, thank you for having me. And I think the fundamentals behind having somebody comfortable enough to work with you goes along with the same way that you pick a doctor, right? You want somebody to feel what you have going on and then be able to understand where you start in hopes that you can get a resolve, right? Like if you go to your doctor and you got a stomach ache or whatever the case is, if the guy's already saying, hey, we may have to do surgery, and he never took the time to understand what you ate the day before or how you slept or if you're on any meds or any of that, you would be alarmed. So I think the way that I create the atmosphere for my client to be able to just speak to me and feel comfortable is to take the time to know who they are. And then the other side of that is I'm always authentically me every day. You've known me for some time. I'm the same guy in season, out of season. And so when somebody sees some consistency in you, your personality, who you are, how you operate, that you don't change when the room changes. You know, I could be in the room with the president of the United States, or I can be in a room with a bunch of six-year-old kids. I am exactly who I am in every situation. Conversation may be different, right, but I am who right. I am.
And you can have fun with both of them.
Exactly.
You know, and let me do a little more information about you. He uses a tailored method, which is also called ATM, because who are we?
We are ATM.
ATM, baby. He specializes in custom financial planning, which in the three areas that we talked about is increasing the bottom line, which is wealth creation. We need to understand what wealth creation is. Things have changed a lot in the financial area from a few years ago. So wealth creation is a really important thing. Also mitigating risk, along with that, wealth building and avoiding taxes. And there's nothing wrong with avoiding taxes.
Tax avoidance is legal. Tax evasion is not.
There you go. One will make you wealthy, one will put you in prison.
Put you in jail, exactly.
So you've been in the financial advisory area for between 15 and 20 years.
Yeah.
So you've been around a long time when a lot of people come and go. And what gives you that staying power?
I know everybody heard this, and it's kind of a cliche answer at this point, but it's my why, right? We live in a world where you graduate high school and you have to know sine, cosine, and tangent, but financial literacy is not something that's taught.
True.
And so because of that, there's a great disparity in between money made and money kept. Legacy wealth, right? There's a small part of the community of our world. This is why in the United States, I think it's the top 10% of people have 90% of the money. The reason is because it is the transfer of wealth and being able to grow wealth and transfer it. So because of that, my real reason for doing this is just to kind of try to shorten the wealth gap, give people the information that they need. And it's simply because of how I grew up. My mother was military 30 years, United States Army. And I know for a fact that if somebody would have said something to her about how to prepare for her future at 45, at 35, she would have done it. But because it didn't happen, after a 30-year career with the military, retiring with full pension and everything else, she went back to work. And she didn't go back to work because her pension and everything else couldn't cover her needs or necessities. She went back to work so she could afford to go on the girls' trips, so that she could have the retirement that she wanted. And when I saw that, along with other things that I've seen in my life, it's like somebody's got to take the time and just shorten the wealth gap. Like, literally, just give them the information. If I give you the information, you do nothing with it, then that's your business.
True.
But for you to suffer for a lack of knowledge, that's my business. And so I do my best to try to make sure that people understand what their options are. Because you don't have to be wealthy today to retire on good footing.
And that's true. And you know, it's interesting you talk about this because this is really a hot topic. You know, over the past few years with a lot of people refer back to the real estate crash of 2008, you know, and then we're coming out of the pandemic and everyone's going like, what do I need to do? Because you're working, you're not working, you can work, you can't work. And being able to create some wealth with what you have. And you know, I'm glad your mom was a vet. I was, my dad was, and I understand that. He came out, retired, and then it's like he still has a whole nother life like your mom did. You still have another 30 or 40 years, you know?
Exactly.
And so when you talk about your mom, single mom?
Single mom.
Doing her thing, trying to understand. So building the trust and the working with like individuals and couples and people have different ideas about what wealth is, what investing is. Some are like super conservative. Some are just like, we'll hit the word crypto a couple times, but some of them are like, man, I'm just going to go for the gold. And, you know, give us some information about, you know, some of your aspects of that in just a couple short minutes.
Sure. So when it comes to dealing with the relationship, when it's multifaceted, as a husband and a wife, or a parent for a child, like, you know, with education planning, things of that nature, you want to take into consideration what both people are actually wanting to do. So the first thing I think about is, what do we want as an end result, right? So we start with the result and work backwards. One person is conservative. The other one is like, listen, I don't care if it's invested in rubber band shoestrings. If it can get me where I'm going, I'm all for it, right? They don't care what it is. So what you try to do, or what I try to do, is find a desired medium that will still get us to the result, right? And then if that doesn't work, then maybe we create another option where you go one way with one and one with the other, or whatever the case may be. But overall, what the whole desire is to get somebody to their expected end, right? Get them to where they want to be, where they can live the way they want to live, where they can have what they want to have. And my job is to basically build that roadmap. Like, literally, that's what it is. So the relationship, again, back to the relationship part, it is taking the time to build the trust. So if I do have to give you some advice that may not be totally in line with what you feel, but I can give you tangible evidence that this will help us get to where we're going, and I can also build in your safety that you may want, that comes from me building trust, right? Because obviously, your doctor tells you to take this medicine, right? And I keep referring to doctor because I literally hold my profession at that level.
Right.
Your doctor tells you to take this medicine. You never did any real research about it, but you take it anyway. Like, you maybe looked it up online to see what the side effects are, but overall.
WebMD and all that?
Right.
All right, so.
Take it anyway.
We're going to have to go to a break here, but I got one like little short 5-second thing. So I hear you're getting into golf yourself.
You
know?
Yeah,
just
man.
Just a sidebar, you know.
My wife bought me some golf lessons for Christmas, and I couldn't use them for COVID. So we're going to start trying to knock it out here.
As you're learning your lessons, you need to learn how to putt because that's where all the dough is.
Well, yeah, they say you putt for dough, right?
Putt for dough, and the best way to do that is to go to iPuttBetter and look at our putting trainer. It's a great visualization tool. It will get you that dough within minutes. So think about, you can hit as far as you want, but you got to get in that little hole at the end, and that's where right. iPuttBetter comes into play. And we'll be right back with Wyatt Coleman from The Taylor Method.
Awesome.
Local business, don't get run over like a freight train. What if there were television and podcast studios right in your own backyard? Call 214-714-0495. OBBM Network Studios at Grace Point Media are DFW's full-service media solution for busy business owners who want to support their local community. Want your own show? We'll put it together and promote it for you. Want to advertise to businesses? With over 20 platforms, OBBM Network gets you in front of DFW's business community in powerful and creative new ways. Associate and hire profile circles. Take advantage of guest spots on business TV or podcasts. Join us at 1860 Crown Road, Suite 1410 in Farmers Branch, Texas, for an episode, or maybe two. In fact, make OBBM the place you meet for valuable one-on-ones. Profitable business, free America. Make media work for you, DFW. Call 214-714-0495 and check out the calendar on offbeatbusiness.com for events you don't want to miss. What was that number? 214-714-0495.
Be the leader you know you can be. Build your professional network and access education that takes you where you want to go. We are women of all ages and backgrounds. You deserve national recognition and opportunities to build relationships with people you want to work and grow with. Hit the ground running with the Charisma Chapter of the American Business Women's Association. Meetings each month from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on the fourth Tuesday in Farmers Branch, Texas, and online. Come with us. Experience ABWA for yourself. Go to charisma.abwa.org to learn more.
And we are back. I'm Paul Russo, your relationship master on the Relationship Mastery Podcast with Wyatt Coleman, the Taylor Method, ATM. Who are we, baby?
We are ATM.com.
Right. And that's where you need to go, you know, living that college life. But college life, you know, people spend a lot of money, you know, and they don't really realize their relationship with money until they get out. And a lot of times money and weight are the same thing. No one wants to talk about those. Right? Especially, they just don't. And that's what we're here, is where we want to help people bridge the gap of being able to trust themselves and a person like yourself with the money. The weight, they got to figure that out themselves to a point.
Well, when it comes to relationships and money and your relationship with money, a lot of it is proof perfect in how you operate with money. There is a such thing as a relationship with money. And a lot of times people will self-sabotage if that relationship gets out of their comfort zone.
Out of the comfort zone, because the sabotage you mentioned, I read a book called Self-Sabotage, and it says internally we have people that talk to us, and you know, it's like your place in the family, your place with money, your place with weight, which we mentioned, your place in society. And it's like, if I get this generational wealth going on and I show up at the family reunion in a Corvette and they think I'm a VW bug guy, I may just drive the bug because I don't want them to know, because that relationship with money does a lot of weird things, especially if someone passes. That's strange money.
That is a big deal. It's kind of funny you bring this up, because just a few days ago, I was speaking with a client and her income went from, let's call it, $4,000 a month to 17, and she got these large checks, and she called me and she was literally like, I don't know what to do. And I laughed at first, but then I realized that she was serious. I thought she was joking. And then so we talked through it, and what I will say is that your relationship with money, will you have to build a relationship there. Like, it has to be the same kind of feeling that you have about anything else that you want to achieve. And because of, you know, some people's upbringing, or, you know, the fact that in certain religions they have kind of twisted the words to make money like evil, right? Right. Money's not evil, right? No. It actually says the love of money is evil in the Bible and things of that nature. So money itself is not evil. And so when you fix that relationship, it's easier to grow into a place where you're comfortable with having it. The second thing is this: it's easier to act your way into a feeling than to feel your way into an action. And I'm a real believer of that. It is much easier to act your way into a feeling than to feel your way into an action. So if you have an issue there, act as if you don't. I know it sounds weird, but begin to act as if, act the way you want to see yourself.
Right. You know, a lot of people, they talk about manifestations and all these things, living in the present, what you're thinking in the future. And one of the things you mentioned gave me a thought: wealth creation, the love of money wording from the Bible and not. And when I think about that, one of the things my wife and I are working towards in wealth creation is being able to use the money to benefit others.
Right.
And that's to me, that's a big proponent of wealth creation.
Absolutely. That same Bible that we were just talking about, and I'm not trying to take you over to a religious show, but literally, the same Bible that says the love of money is the root of all evil also says money answereth all things. So it would be a contradiction if money was the bad guy, right?
Right.
You have to read all the fine print in this situation, right? That's why it's written. So when it comes to the relationship with money, sometimes the benefit comes in what you see yourself doing with it. Like you said, if I can grow my income, if I can grow my business, if I can, that's one of the reasons why we do what we do. One of the things that we really want to do is have more of an impact with young kids.
Right, exactly.
You know, get involved with more children, sponsor some baseball teams, sponsor some travel. I believe that one of the reasons that I'm not a statistic, because I grew up in a very, very urban
environment.
That's the way to put it, right? Like, I grew up in the city. And statistics say that I should never be where I am right now, statistically speaking, right? I remember when I was a kid that they actually put black men on the endangered species list, because we were dying everywhere. And this is not to make this about politics. It really is what it is. But what actually happened in my life is that because my mother was military, I was exposed to more, right? My relationship with the world, since we're staying in the vein of relationships, my relationship with the world changed because I didn't have to stay in my cubbyhole, right? I didn't stay within this. I saw more. And one of the things, the reasons that we do what we do is because we want to sponsor at some point kids to be able to leave their environment just to see something different, because that is the spark, the relationship with the world, the interaction with somebody else.
Yeah,
relationships run this thing.
The difference, being able to change, and it's not just a particular group, but being able to change and see different things, you know. So, military brat myself.
Right.
So, you and I really connect because my dad was in the Army. Every 3 to 4 years, you're moving
somewhere
on.
Else,
and
right.
You're like, you're the new kid on the block, and you have to make that. You have to go out there and find out who's doing what.
Right.
You got to build a relationship knowing that probably in 3 to 5 years, boom, and you may or may never come back together again.
Thanks to Facebook, I'm able to keep up with some of the people from before. But you're right. Without social media, it would never happen.
Right. And it's just, you know, and that I think that gives military brats, if you want to say it, a little edge up on how to understand that, because we are moved from one cubbyhole to another. Different countries, different states, different, you know, and politics isn't an issue, and it doesn't have to be, because it's like, hey, you got a bat, I got a ball, you got a glove, let's go
play some ball.
You know?
Exactly.
Let's climb the fence like we're not supposed to in the military base, because it's quicker than going all the way to the gate. You know,
but
you're establishing who you are, what you're learning with each group of kids that you run up against as you're moving around in your military career.
Another part of that same thing is, back with the same vein of relationships, is that knowing who you are, I knew the definition of a catalyst before I took any science class, because my mom would give me this, know who you are. So no matter where we get dropped off, know who you are. And so...
Well, and that's true. You do.
Yeah.
You know, you have to know, and that builds on, we didn't realize it, but that builds on our why at a very young age.
Exactly.
We learn on the relationships, we learn what our why is, and it changes, and we know, I don't want to say pecking order, but we know where we fit in, where we don't.
Yeah.
And it does lead to just opening of the world. And for me, that's just that relationship. It's just getting out there and meeting people, and it's fun to meet people. And you know, with meeting people, we're actually going to have to go out and meet our sponsors. And so we'll be right back with Wyatt Coleman. I'm Paul Russo, the Relationship Master on the Relationship Mastery Podcast.
Being a small business owner is challenging, and your frontline and staffing issues may be putting you in a vulnerable situation that threatens your ability to grow or recover from economic injury. DS Health Insurance helps you attract and retain productive, dependable, and creative talent with smart benefits programs that fit your budget, like the AIBC Association Plan, perfect for 1099 employees, families, self-employed, and small business owners. Hey, life is a way of throwing curveballs. Call 214-684-3063 for all this, and ask about our dental and vision plans, too. DS Health Insurance is a game changer for DFW businesses. Call 214-682-3063 today. When it's time to perform, it's too late to practice. First Safety Training in DFW supports local communities and churches through firearms training and nonviolent dispute resolution training. Understand the laws related to weapons and deadly force, handgun use and safety, and proper storage practices. A trained and licensed gun-carrying citizen will react quicker to protect themselves and others. Call 214-808-9757 to schedule your introduction to handguns, license to carry, active shooter, church security, and survival training. Be prepared for the best possible outcome of a weaponized attack. Make sure the law is on your side in the event deadly force is necessary. Call 214-808-9757 and work with former law enforcement trainers and range officers. Meet all municipal, county, state, and federal regulations. Understand your gun and how to care for it properly. Call First Safety Training at 214-808-9757 today. Who do you call for IT maintenance and solutions? Hey, I know a guy. Call 877-27-1-STOP. With One Stop IT Solutions, your business is their number one priority, your first line of defense in this new cyber world, and with everything on your plate, they're also your peace of mind. Managed IT helps you keep more of your hard-earned dollars, makes everyday tasks easier, and reduces risks you probably aren't even aware of. When One Stop IT Solutions is on the job, you can get back to business and focus on those new ideas you're thinking about with support necessary to get them done. Call 877-271-STOP for DFW IT help you can count on. That's 877-271-STOP. Call today, 877-271-STOP.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
And we are back. I'm Paul Russo, Relationship Master on the Relationship Mastery Podcast. I'm here with Wyatt Coleman, a financial advisor, and his method is called the Taylor Method. And they specialize in custom financial planning, looking at three distinct areas, which is increasing the bottom line, and we've mentioned that, wealth creation, mitigating risk, which is always a fun thing to do.
Right.
And avoiding taxes. So let's talk about that old let's avoid taxes, you know, because you're making money, you're going to pay some more taxes, which is not always a bad thing, but the way the laws are written, you can do some tax avoidance.
Correct. And I, not to correct you, Paul, because I don't want to get flagged.
No, that's fine.
A tailored method. Yeah, because the tailored method is a guy out in California. We're not the same. Much more handsome. But yes, when it comes to tax avoidance, here's the deal. There are ways to structure what you do as far as growing your money and everything else in a manner to where you don't subject yourself to additional taxation or there's ways to, I mean, everybody has heard of a 401k or some IRA. A lot of those things are ways where people avoid taxes as well. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, like we were talking about before, is just to give back. You can actually exercise your philanthropy and your philanthropic dreams, whether you have 400 or 400,000, whatever the case is, or 400 million, it doesn't matter. Well, I know there's a ceiling somewhere, but but giving, I mean, it's, again, it all goes together. And I know we're here to talk about relationships, but it all goes together.
But it also goes together because we are also talking to the small business owner.
Right.
And so when we're talking, as we did in the break, you know, it's not always the all the zeros, but just maybe $500. It may be
exactly
$600. Maybe, but the business owner has that desire to be philanthropic at their level.
Right.
And
what I was saying is that it goes back to the whole relationship thing. I mean, your relationship with the community, your relationship with, you know, whatever your heart's desire is to put into. A lot of times I've given of my services, of money and things of that nature, looking for nothing in return. But because somebody saw me in that room or that event or whatever the case is, I didn't go there for that. But they develop a thought process about my relationship with the world or what they see me doing. And then there's a like, what am I looking for?
No, like trust. You know, it's the giver's gain. You're out there, you're giving of yourself to the community in your knowledge, what you have, what you've learned from the military brat to the catalyst, to the things. And you have that desire to give back. And that's one of the things the guest on the show, it's the give back. And if you're speaking and people are going to hear you in different ways, all hear communication and you're going to resonate with some people and those that you resonate, they'll reach out to you.
Right.
And speaking about reaching out, we'll get this again. So how would we find Wyatt Coleman?
Well, initially you can go to A Tailored Method. That's A-T-A-I-L-O-R-E-D-M-E-T-H-O-D. A-TailoredMethod.com. Or for short, you can go to We Are ATM. I did go to Penn State. We are Penn State. So weareatm.com. Or you can reach me at 214-704-6995. And that's 214-704-6995.
And let's get back to the resonating. You know, and that's what it's all about. It's the resignation. It starts with that, and then it works into the know, like, and trust. And then it goes into the – it doesn't matter who you are. It's the reach out, because if someone, you know, resonates, and then it's back to that thing we started with. Oh, man, I got to tell this guy about my money.
Well, you know what? It's two ways of looking at that. And I like to look at it like this. The know, like, and trust is always paramount, right? People tend to work with people they like, right? It's kind of just like the underlying thing. So – I think Dale Carnegie had a book some years ago, How to Win Friends and How to Win Friends and Influence People. I was going to say irritate people with that.
Oh, I was going to say enemies, but no.
How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I read it when I was a kid. I read it again when I was an adult. And there was one common theme through the whole thing. Take the time to be interested in somebody else. I think if there's a major downfall with people in the relationship industry, is that they have the what's in it for me in all settings. And because of that, you go to a networking event and everybody's like, this guy's trying to make everybody in here his client. Well, no. Like, what can you do to aid somebody else? I talk about the Bible a lot because I grew up in a Christian household, but the Bible says, give and it shall be given. Mm-hmm. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. I genuinely live that. I give my way into everything. Because my dad would say you can never receive anything with a closed fist. You know what I mean? So that's how I live. If somebody wanted to call, I've had people call me, ask me questions, not call back for 3 years. 3 years later,
right?
They call me and say, hey, you helped me 3 years ago with something that had nothing to do with this, but I got, literally this happened last week. My mom died, I got $500,000, I don't know what to do with it, and you've always been helpful.
Exactly. And that's you know, and you hit it exactly right. You're not trying to sell. You're building a relationship, and relationships happen over time. It's like, how long have you been married?
Six years.
6 years? I've been married 32.
Yeah, you got
it
me.
It takes time. But it takes time. It's a relationship, right?
Exactly.
Relationships take time. You can't just bust in there and say, hey, I'm the dude that's going to do all your finances, or hey, I'm the one you're going to marry. You have to cultivate the relationship.
I did tell my wife that, though. First time I met her, I was like, you're going to marry me.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just joking.
But it's the relationship. And people struggle with that, especially small businessmen, because it's money, you know, and we need money to survive, to keep our business thriving and these type of things. But it all goes together.
Yeah.
You know, and it comes around. You just have to be, like you said, be yourself. One of my coaches says, who are you when you're by yourself?
Exactly.
You know, and being truly honest to yourself, truly honest to your friends, your relationships, whether that's in business relationships, because they need to be able to count on you as their advisor. And, you know, we're friends now, not only just advisors, but it builds that relationship of, okay, let's, you know, and it was a little harder building with my wife, Right. You know, I mean, that's just, but you did a fabulous job. And that's the whole relationship building thing of, we talked about earlier. Some people
absolutely
go really fast. Some people go really slow.
It reminds me of this. There is a nonprofit here in Dallas called Trey Athletes. And they specialize in working with these upcoming superstars in high school. And the two people who founded it both play college ball. And what they found is that these kids come up and their life revolves around basketball so much that they lose their image. They lose who they are, right? And so we did some things with them. And one of the things that they asked me when I was speaking for them is that how do you say, I forgot exactly how they worded it, but they basically said, how do you separate yourself from everybody else? And my answer to them was the exact same thing that you just said. Be authentically who you are because nobody else can be you.
Right, right. You know, and boom, our time's done. So I'm going to throw that at you. I want you to give it really, we are?
We are ATM.com.
There you go.
And you can reach me at 214-704-6995. Again, that's 214-704-6995.
All right, Wyatt, you know, I really appreciate you coming in. It was great to see you, great to talk with you. And I'm Paul Russo, the Relationship Master, and we're on Relationship Podcast, and we will see you next time around.
Awesome.
You've been listening to Relationship Mastery Podcast with host Paul Russo. To work with Paul, call 972-849-7958 and discover practical tools you can use to master relationships in golf, follow-up, and direct sales. Relationship Mastery Podcast is produced by Offbeat Business Media, LLC for the OBBM Network and syndicated across multiple podcast networks, including Spotify. Unauthorized use of the OBBM Network brand is expressly prohibited, but you can reach out to Offbeat Business Media at 214-714-0495 for authorization, guest, sponsor, and programming information.